CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another episode of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello.
And Melanie, did you get a chance to see a movie this week?
I did.
Great.
But only one. Only one this week.
Only one this week.
Okay. The three from last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
Last night, which is the story of Queen, the rock band Queen, mm-hmm. and in particular their lead singer, Freddie Mercury,
mm-hmm.
whose birth name was not Freddie Mercury. He made that up. He liked that. It was Farouk something or other. His parents mm-hmm. were from, not from around here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it is, it's actually the second kind of big rock music movie that we've seen in the past couple of months. The first one being A Star Is Born
mm-hmm.
with Lady Gaga and mm-hmm. And Bradley Cooper, and that was partly rock music and partly mm-hmm. sort of some folky stuff. But this is all rock.
Okay.
But with the other thing that the movies have in common, besides being having lots of music in them, is that they're both big time focused on the lead performer.
Mm-hmm.
In of course for A Star Is Born, it's not a true story, but Lady Gaga plays the lead, and Bradley Cooper is her co-star, and the movie is really about them and lots of excellent music. Mm-hmm. And in Bohemian Rhapsody, same idea in terms of the music. There is a lot of music involved, but it is based on the life of Freddie Mercury and his band Queen.
Okay.
It's totally entertaining, I must admit. And I the only thing I know about Queen, for whatever reason, I was trying to think when they in their heyday, I think I was busy with a new job and a new baby, and it was just like didn't enter my consciousness that mm-hmm. that Queen was around and making good music. But then recently, in fairly recent years, I'm with University Singers, and we have done some Freddie Mercury songs. In particular, we learned Bohemian Rhapsody, which is just an amazing 6-minute song.
Okay.
So I thought, oh, now I have a little connection mm-hmm. here with Freddie and with the band. And I had seen some previews for the movie, and I said, this looks like good fun. I convinced my husband that yes, it's worth his time to come and see this. So, and we both totally enjoyed it. It's I can give you a little information from the web. It says Bohemian Rhapsody is a foot stomping celebration of Queen, their music, and their extraordinary lead singer Freddie Mercury, who defied stereotypes and shattered convention to become one of the most beloved entertainers on the planet. The film traces the meteoric rise of the band through their iconic songs and revolutionary sound. And they got their start in the 70s.
Okay.
And they continued through the 80s. But I guess with many bands, what happened to them, at least according to the movie, there's always, you know, these musical biopics, always, you know, a lot of artistic liberty taken,
mm-hmm.
artistic license in the facts. But in this one, you know, the band did fantastically well. Freddie Mercury is an amazing, or was a really amazing performer.
Mm-hmm.
The way he connected with his audience was truly astonishing. And it was just so much fun to watch. And I discovered that yes, there were some. I remembered some of the songs that we learned at the University Singers, but there were a whole bunch of other songs that I actually knew, but didn't realize that they were connected to Queen.
Oh, that's
and
neat.
Yeah. If you go to see it, you may be in that same position, or you may be a total Queen fan and know mm-hmm. perfectly well exactly what songs they did. The story, of course, is sad. And I'm not, this is not a spoiler alert, but Freddie Mercury died of AIDS in, I think, the early 90s.
Okay.
And he discovered he had AIDS mm-hmm. at some point in the mid-80s. But and this is really a highlight of the movie, is when he and his band, with whom basically he has split up, and then they reconnect to do the Live Aid concert in, I think it's at Wembley Stadium in London, and it was broadcast in many, many cities all over the world. And Freddie and the band gave just an outstanding performance. And in the movie, although I believe that his singing voice was dubbed in by somebody else, the actor who plays Freddie Mercury, whose name is Rami Malek, he's on television in Mr. Robot.
Okay.
A very different role. He is phenomenal. He is prancing and dancing and gyrating. And I thought, well, this is, I remember Mick Jagger doing this kind of stuff, but mm-hmm. I must admit, because Queen and Freddie Mercury just went right around my consciousness back when they were popular. So I didn't know about this. So for, as someone who didn't know about this, I was just blown away. But if you are, as I said, already a fan, and if you don't nitpick a whole lot about where the story may deviate some from reality, then it is just a wonderful entertainment.
Good.
So, recommended.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bottom line, recommended. Well, although he wasn't able to be here today, I was away on the weekend, and while I was away, my husband took the opportunity to go see Halloween.
Okay.
Because I mm-hmm. said, I don't really want to see that movie, mm-hmm. but clearly you do. So so he did. And I think he was expecting to like it a lot more than he did. It's a kind of a Halloween, not revisited, but a Halloween, I guess it would have been called like Halloween Part 8 or something, because there have been a whole bunch of them since the original Halloween came mm-hmm. out. But he thought it was just not as entertaining as it could have been.
Okay.
So he said, on the lobster scale, which we use, it would be maybe a lobster and a half.
Oh, okay.
And I was surprised, because I thought, mm-hmm. this is probably a really good horror movie, and it's certainly a very popular horror movie. But anyway, to each his own, and mm-hmm. And he didn't like it. To return quickly to the Bohemian Rhapsody, this is one of those movies where you have the tomato meter on Rotten Tomatoes, which is critics' scores, giving it about a 60%,
mm-hmm.
which is respectable, but certainly nothing to write home about. On the other hand, the audience score was 94%.
Oh my goodness, quite a difference.
Big difference. And mm-hmm. actually that parallels what happened to their song Bohemian Rhapsody back when it was first released, because mm-hmm. it's a very unusual rock and roll song. And but they were determined, you know, that we are going to release this and it's going to be a big hit. They released it. The critics hated it.
Okay.
Almost to a person. They had critics' reviews on the screen, and they were just anywhere from adequate to terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody said, oh, this is a wonderful song, and yet audiences loved it.
Okay.
So it's kind of the same thing with the actual movie about mm-hmm. Bohemian Rhapsody. Was audiences really dig it, and critics, as critics do, mm-hmm. Probably found, you know, fault here and there. And it is a little more Hollywood than I would ordinarily like. The same with the Star Is Born. I think, you know, they could have done without some of the treacly stuff, but definitely hugely entertaining film. So we saw Halloween and we saw Bohemian Rhapsody, and next week, or probably on the weekend, we will go to see The Girl in the Spider's Web, I believe. Let me see. Yep, The Girl in the Spider's Web,
okay.
which is opening up today, Friday.
Okay.
And it's the it's another movie in the series of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo
mm-hmm.
films. And It is not by the original author, Stieg Larsson, who became very famous for having written, I think, three Girl with a Dragon Tattoo books, all of which I believe have become movies. Mm-hmm. And this one, I am not sure who wrote it, but I know it wasn't Stieg Larsson because he died. So it wouldn't have been him. But I think it's kind of like, actually, it was written by three different people, Stephen Knight, Fede Alvarez, and J. Basu. I guess very much in the style of what Stieg Larsson would have written if he were still alive and writing. And it, of course, is focused on Lisbeth Salander, who is a cult figure and character of the acclaimed Millennium book series created by Stieg Larsson. And there's not a whole lot on the net that I've seen yet, because it's just opening. Previews make it look like a lot of action. Mm-hmm. and a lot of Lisbeth Salander, who's kind of an anti-hero, and she's previous movies where I've seen where she's played by several different actresses depending on the movie. Mm-hmm. And she's always very entertaining. She's just an amazing, strong woman character. And what's interesting about this one is that the person, the actress who plays her, is Claire Foy. And for those people who have been watching The Crown, the first couple of seasons of The Crown, mm-hmm. they'll recognize the name, because she is the actress who played Queen Elizabeth.
Okay.
From young Queen Elizabeth, when she was Princess Elizabeth, mm-hmm. and then up through, and in that role as Elizabeth, she's a study in restraint, because of the role, mm-hmm. and then subsequently she did First Man, where she played the wife of Neil Armstrong, and that movie was also a kind of a very restrained look at a private, very private woman who had, of course, lots of issues with the fact that her husband was an astronaut. Mm-hmm. So she couldn't like bust loose in that role. Mm-hmm. But my impression of the trailers that I've seen is that Claire Foy finally gets her chance to be a badass. And she, so that's part of the reason that I'm looking forward to seeing it. It looks like it should be an interesting story to begin with, but then it's got this Claire Foy, superb actress playing Lisbeth Salander this time. So I think it will be a good time will be had by all.
I think so. Sounds interesting.
Anyway, so that's on its way here, if it isn't already here. There are definitely lots of movies showing in English, and the movie that is that's still there, and if you haven't seen it, do go and see it, and that's A Star is Born. And a new movie that is there, oops, somewhat on the right page, a new movie which is for largely for kids. It's a new kind of expanded version of The Nutcracker, which is the big holiday favorite. Mm-hmm. And this Nutcracker goes beyond what I think most people know about. We just know, we know scenes from the Nutcracker, mm-hmm. we know the ballet, mm-hmm. and so on. But this one goes into a whole storyline, which was like, what? There's a whole storyline?
Okay.
Who knew?
Interesting.
Yeah. First Man is still there, but it's not in English.
Okay.
It's in French. A Star is Born is in both French and English. Bohemian Rhapsody, which is quite new, so it's likely to be there for a little while still. Mm-hmm. The other movie that I mentioned last time, Free Solo, about a climber who climbs unaided up crazy, crazy cliffs. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that yet, but I am hoping to see that. Halloween, as I mentioned, for those of you who are fans of that genre. Mm-hmm. It's called The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. Mm-hmm. And it's the Disney version of, it's the expanded Disney version of mm-hmm. the Nutcracker story. And I read a very good review of it, which surprised me a little bit. I thought, ooh, ooh, this is going to be considered like over the top with Disney effects. But anyway, this was it was a good review. The Sisters Brothers is only in French. So if you missed it, you missed it. Venom is still there, but only in French. So I think they're making room for a bunch of new movies. Well, new to us anyway. And I can tell you, upcoming movies. Okay. The Girl in the Spider's Web. That's the one I mentioned. And that is opening on November 9th. Mm-hmm. Another one which looks like a lot of fun is yet another Grinch movie.
Okay.
in which he gets meaner. Mm-hmm. But it's the Grinch. Mm-hmm. So there's been a cartoon Grinch, there's been a live action Grinch with Jim Carrey, and now there's a remake of the Grinch with, of all people. And again, trailers make it look like, hey, this is going to be a fun Grinch movie.
Okay.
So kids, adults who like kids movies like me, this is something that you're going to want to catch sometime in the next couple of weeks. This too opens on November 9th. Mm-hmm. And another movie, again, November 9th, wow, is called Overlord. Mm-hmm. It's a big budget movie, but I can't say a whole lot more about that. It's from J.J. Abrams, who does always huge, over-the-top, big-budget movies. And the week after that, there's another one, but I won't get into that because it's still a week away.
So the Christmas movies are starting.
Christmas movies are on the way. Mm-hmm. And not surprisingly, that's just how it goes. And they typically, as we get, especially when the holidays are actually upon us, there are tons of English movies directed towards kids. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just another little plug for the theater itself. It's a super bargain, $7 for a movie, and I think actually a bit less if you're a student. You can buy your packet of 8 tickets and they never expire. So you can, go for 8 weeks or come with a group of 8, however you want to do that. And, definitely, it's probably half the price of what you pay in Montreal.
Good.
To go see movies. So definitely. And there are lots of movies out there which really deserve to be seen on a big screen, really big screen in a dark theater.
Good.
Not every movie, but a bunch of them.
Makes a great Christmas gift, too, for anybody out there. Yeah,
yeah. I've been known to give away many of these tickets for gifts of various kinds. Just before we wrap up, I did mention this in the past. They have occasional movies that are part of their Ciné Plus series. Mm-hmm. And it's not really a series. It's just movies that are really good quality, sometimes documentaries. And they have one that's playing now, but I don't think it's playing in a regular way, about Yitzhak Perlman, and it's in English.
Oh, good.
So I thought, oh, that would be a good one. See, if we have any more of these rainy days, then I'll get to see that one. So there's a few that are still on my list. One is the Girl in the Spider's Web, but the other one is the Free Climb movie to get my heart rate up. But there's more on the way.
Good. Sounds great.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Okay.
Well, we thank you, Melanie.
Bye-bye.